Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. Welcome back to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. I'm excited today because we have a special guest. This is a first time thing for the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. We are having a student of Online Beauty Empire on. We have Amanda Zunk. Zunk, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, I just didn't want to be, that would be a terrible way to start off this podcast. So at least I got your last name right. Amanda, welcome. I'm super excited you're here. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I feel super honored. So I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, you're the very first student that I've had on this podcast, and you've had awesome results in the short amount of time that you've been a part of Online Beauty Empire. And so I really just wanted to share your story and kind of talk about how you were feeling before you got started and to where you are now. But before we get into that, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, what you do, who you serve, and that kind of thing.
Awesome. So I'm Amanda. I am a hairstylist and makeup artist in the bridal industry. I do hair and makeup for Miss Arizona and Miss America, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And I recently started my online course. Thanks to you.
Thanks to me. Yeah, it's all thanks to me. I'll take full credit. So you were, I know you were, was it elementary school teacher? Or what did you teach before
hair? I taught kindergarten. I was a kindergarten teacher. I taught for 10 years and I went and got my master's thinking I wanted to stay in education and it just wasn't for me. So I just decided to go full in with my beauty world and I'm super glad I did.
So what made you decide to go into the beauty industry? Were you doing that on the side as a teacher or like how did that transition happen?
Yeah. So after college, girlfriends of mine started getting married and throughout college I was doing their hair and makeup. And this was before social media was super huge. I don't want to date myself too much, but so they said, you know, I'm getting married. You have to do my hair and makeup for my wedding. And I was like, oh, that's a big deal. So referrals just started from there. And then probably like 5 or 6 weddings later, I was like, I should probably figure out how to make a contract. Or like, how do I run a, is this turning into a business? So it kind of developed from there.
So how many years were you into teaching when you kind of made that like switch and transition as to like, okay, I'm no longer wanting to teach kindergartners as cute and as great as they are. It's a lot of work for a little amount of money. Like what was that whole thought process?
So when I came home from doing weddings, even if they were long days, I was so excited to tell my husband about the wedding party, the flowers, the girls, the dresses. And I was just in like, I felt like I was on this high and he said, I know that you love teaching and I know that you love the kiddos, but like when you come home from teaching, you're exhausted. And like, I usually have to give you a couple minutes before I can even approach you. And he was like, why don't you try and do this full time? Like the light and the joy that you have from this and working in the beauty industry, he's like, it far supersedes the education side. So he kind of pushed me to do it and it was scary. And although it was a tiny little teaching income, it was a steady income, right? So I was walking away from that steady income to potentially grow this career that I don't know if it's going to be successful or not. So it was a huge leap of faith.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing. And even, you know, you're in this new phase where you're starting to launch these online courses and there's always just like that what if. You're like, oh, this is new. It's scary. Like, what is this actually going to be like? And so I know that was a while back before you transitioned over from teaching to the bridal, but is that kind of how you felt leading into these online courses, kind of the similar feeling?
Yeah, because I'm super comfortable with my company and where it's at, where it's been going. And but then I had this little itch, like I still enjoy the education side of it. And I was like, I want to teach, but not in a classroom. And so I was nervous about this transition. There was a lot of like what ifs and things that, you know, you're not going to be able to do this or this is going to be too hard for you. So there were definitely a lot of challenges before I started.
How long were you thinking about doing an online course before stumbling onto like my stuff?
It was probably about a year. I talked to my husband about it a couple times And then there was one night that I did a little bit of research, like how to start an online course. And then the floodgates opened and it almost was overwhelming. Like there was, I didn't know what I was reading. It was a foreign language, like talk about SEO and metadata. And I'm not even probably using the right words, but like, I didn't know, there was no clear direction. So, and then I was like, this is too much. Like, I can't do this.
Until you basically
Mark.
Then me. What? The heavens opened up, this bright light came down, and yeah, the celestial being known as Mark
exactly.
came. That's awesome. So did you kind of just put it on the back burner then after you found it was too overwhelming and you're like, nope, not going to do it?
Yeah, there's another lady that I've, because she's kind of helped me throughout my business, and I was telling her that I wanted to go one of three routes. I got to this point in my career where I wanted to grow, so I wanted to either start a product line, I wanted to open a salon, like a beauty, almost like a beauty school style salon, or I wanted to launch a course. And those were the three things that I wanted to do. And she helped me narrow it down. So she talked me through of these three, like, let's figure out which direction you want to go. And so she's like, you light up when you talk about teaching others. So she's like, the product sounds cool, the school sounds cool, but like an online course, she's like, I can just tell like your energy is so much different when you're talking about that. And so she was like, I know that there's, you know, one or two programs out there, but she's like, I don't know anything about how to start an online course. And I was like, okay, well, we're back at square one again.
So knowing what you know now and going down this path of figuring out your online course, like compared to those other options, do you feel like you made the right choice, or you're like, ah, those kind of sound good?
No, 100%. I'm so glad that I'm doing this. I do, like I said, I love teaching. I love helping others. So it's blending both worlds in like the best way possible. I get to teach, but also I get to teach the fun things, and kindergartners are fun, but I don't have it's all me. I don't have teammates or principals or admin or lesson plans, you know, like I do, but
all the headaches.
Different.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we kind of skimmed over, we talked about you getting into the industry, but you've been really successful with what you do too, with the hair and the weddings and things like that. And you've built up a team and whatever else. And so you have a ton of experience coming into these online courses. So it kind of seems like that was the next natural progression for you. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so with that, like, I just didn't want to like glaze over your experience and how much you've accomplished and things like that, because that I just didn't want to understate that. And so I wanted to preface with that. And so when you were thinking about this online course, you came into my world, you went through that whole process, you signed up for Online Beauty Empire, but you did something a little bit different. You didn't start teaching other people about bridal stuff. You kind of tailored your course to, would you say, stay-at-home moms who are wanting to make up, like, how would you describe your audience?
I say anybody who wants to elevate their makeup. So stay-at-home moms, women in the workspace, makeup for Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of but it was not bridal. It wasn't directed for bridal.
So what made you decide to go that route, like your first round?
I felt like it was going to be a little bit more tangible, especially to kind of understand how the online course works. It seems a little bit smaller than teaching somebody the inner workings of an entire industry, right? Like a mom doesn't care about timelines or contracts or how to communicate with, you know, potential brides. She just wants to know, like, am I using the right mascara? How do I get volume in my hair? Like, so it's which I also love teaching. And I figured that was going to be a good intro into developing the bigger course that's coming down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And so can you kind of tell us, because you hit the ground running, and one of the things we teach in Online Beauty Empire is we teach the fast launch method. And it's really just, in a nutshell, it's ripping off the Band-Aid. It's pre-selling your course just to get that momentum going. And you knocked your fast launch method, your pre-launch, out of the park. Like, I'm kind of blown away with your results. And so tell me that story. Tell me, because I know, I want to say this first. When people hear pre-selling the course before you create it, they just shut down. Like, nope, I'm out. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Like, that sounds ridiculous. I need to know that I have something good. So take us kind of through what you're feeling in that whole process.
Well, first of all, I have to give you all the credit, because you provided this script for, I felt like I was, you were telling me to speak Spanish and then present it immediately. And I should use a different language because I do speak Spanish. You were teaching me Japanese and you're like, follow exactly what I say and you'll be successful. So reading this fast launch and the sales methods and all of that, it was very foreign to me. And so following your script is the reason it was successful. But I basically, what I did was I pre-sold my course to these moms. It was called the AVB method. And I created like an urgency, right? You're going to have to help me out with this. So I created like an urgency for them to want to sign up. And I went through, we just did it via Zoom. Starting out, I don't have all the tech stuff down just yet. And it was cool to see that it was possible without needing to know the inner workings of like the videography side of things. And so I pre-sold it before I had even created anything. And I offered it to 12 people. And I talked about it a lot of my stories, and I sent emails out to my current clients telling them about, you know, this was coming. And then once I launched it, it sold out. Well, I think I posted it at 7 p.m. and then by 9 a.m. the next morning. So 14 hours, but some of those were sleeping hours. So 9 a.m. the next morning, it was sold out. And I was like, okay, now what do we do, Mark? and then I just created it week by week. And you've always said, like, just be a couple steps ahead. And that's been really, really helpful. So I know the content. It was just like figuring out how to get the content out is kind of where we were at.
Yeah. And you were selling it for $97, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so great. So you completely sold out in 14 hours. And you mentioned the script. And you said that was the reason why you felt like it was successful. Like, if you had to kind of like pinpoint it, like, what about those scripts? Like, what about the language makes it effective, I guess?
I think talking to people's struggles really captivates them, rather than just saying like, you need this course, talking about like why they need that course. And each week I would ask my students, tell me what you're excited about, or tell me what struggles you might have with curling your hair. And you had challenged me a couple times to go even further than just say like, what struggles do you have curling hair? Is it that you're not holding your curling iron right? Is it that you're not clipping the rest of your hair? So you're kind of giving them, if they're not sure what they're struggling with, they just say, I'm just struggling with hair. If you can kind of like dive deeper into figuring out what exactly those pain points are, you have the strategy to then more effectively sell to them. So you could say something like, are you struggling curling your hair because you're not clipping it correctly? And then they're like, whoa, they're like talking to my soul. What is happening? So that was super helpful. And I still work with it because it's just not, I my brain doesn't think that way, but it's definitely gotten a lot easier over these last couple months.
Yeah. And I love that you bring it up because it's all about specificity. Like, that's what I found is like everything that comes down to messaging is how specific you can get. So I love that you took it a step further and not just curling your hair, but you talked about how you're holding, you know, the curling iron or the straightener or whatever else like that. Like, you're, right, you're getting specific and it gets people thinking, like you said.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. So you had your first launch, you sold it out in 14 hours, which is insane. And you started showing up and teaching week after week. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I didn't have all of my platform created for my online course in Teachable. So we did it via Zoom, and then I just created a Facebook group, and I had all of my members join that, and then we got on Zoom once a week for 6 weeks, and we covered 5 different topics. The sixth week was the complete look. So we did everything. We did our foundation and our mascara and our lashes and curling our hair and some fun braids. And then we put it all together. And our goal was to do it in under 30 minutes. And so it was neat to see my students and just the excitement that they got when they're like, oh my gosh, I never would have thought to do my brows that way. Or I can curl my hair now and it makes sense. So that is like, it's so rewarding to see my students succeed.
See, I love that because I think if you want to be successful with these online courses, you have to be passionate about your students and their results and be excited for their wins and not just the money aspect. Yeah, the money is great, but you need to be a teacher. You need to, you know, really lean into that. And I think you having that background, it makes for the perfect candidate to do these online courses. And the other thing I want to mention is I love how you taught them step by step of like, here's how you do your hair, here's how you do your lashes. And like each week you covered something and then you brought it all together on the final week to do a complete look. But then I like how you did it in under 30 minutes. So can you kind of think about or tell us like the psychology behind that and why you approached it with under 30 minutes?
To give my students just like a tangible goal, right? So it's not like I don't want it to take a lot of the people that I was catering to were busy moms, women who wanted to get out of the house quickly. And so I thought about like me as a mom and a business owner. Even though I do makeup, I don't want to spend a ton of time getting myself ready in the morning. I need to get out the door so that I can get to work. So that ultimately was my goal. So then we condensed that down to that's probably their goal as well. And so I wanted to give them like a mission, like, okay, we got to do this in under 30 minutes to save yourself some more time in the morning so that you're not spending time being frustrated with your hair not laying correctly and your makeup not setting well. And it was a good challenge.
Yeah. And it's funny listening to you talk about it. It's like you're hitting their pain points and their struggles. Like I know you talk about how like this feels foreign to you. Like it's like you're speaking Japanese. You're speaking Japanese. You straight up just spoke Japanese and you're speaking to the struggles and everything. Like, I'm like, I'm sold in. Like, I'm not a mom. I'm not busy. I'm just kidding. I'm a little busy, but I have no desire to do hair or anything that you're teaching. But the way that you spoke about it, I'm like, yeah, that sounds amazing. Like, and so I love that you're naturally just leaning into it and it's become just second nature how you talk about things. Is that kind of your experience? Is that it's just coming kind of naturally now?
Now, yes. It took a lot of practice just to think, to kind of think what are the pain points and then talk about the pain points. So it took a little practice, but yeah, it's definitely easier now.
So can you... I want to talk about the pain points. Can you kind of dive into that a little bit? Like, how did you discover your audience's pain points? Were you talking with them? Were you just kind of guessing? Like, how do you get to that? Because I know it's a constantly evolving thing. For me, I'm constantly adjusting things and seeing what resonates, what doesn't. What was kind of your process?
I started off with just an Instagram poll on my story. And I was like, what's one makeup on my business page? So this wasn't even the AVB method page. I hadn't even created that yet, but on my business page where I have a lot of clients of mine, I just asked a question, a poll, like in what's one area of hair that you struggle with the most? And then what I did is I created a spreadsheet and I started typing everybody's response.
That's amazing.
Lot of people were saying like, oh, braids. Or I think I asked even like, if you could elevate your hairstyle, like what's one thing you would like to learn how to do or something like that. And a lot of people were saying braids, which I enjoy doing braids, but it surprised me. So I was like, okay. So quite a few said that. So I added that to the list. And then I think a different day, because I didn't want to do hair and makeup in the same poll. So the next day, I think I said, if you could fix one thing about your makeup or one makeup challenge that you have personally, like, what is it? And people responded. People engaged. And I started adding more to my spreadsheet. And then I narrowed it down to like the five big topics. And then once I created those five topics, then I told my audience what I was going to be working on or what the course was going to be structured around. And then once I signed up, then I asked my students even further. Okay, each week before the week started, I would say, okay, next week is braids. Tell me something that you're super excited to learn about braids or something that you struggle with braids. Be specific. And I said that in the group and so that everybody could see. And then people were like feeding off of each other. Like, oh my gosh, yes, I can't get the placement either. I don't know how to bobby pin. That's right. It was a group work.
Yeah, that's gold. What you're saying is so gold. So for people listening, take note of what Amanda's doing because she, like, did you feel like it kind of took a weight off your shoulders because you didn't have to come up with a curriculum yourself? Like your students and your audience were telling you what they wanted to learn. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yeah. At first I had thought there's a couple things that I wanted to teach. And then I was like, well, you know what? Let's see what they want to though. So I can't ask a five-year-old, my kindergartner is like, what do you guys want to learn today? Uh-huh. But I can ask adults who want to take this class, like, what is something that you struggle with? That's what we did.
Yeah. Because again, like we're just problem solvers, right? Like, so it doesn't really matter what we want to teach. It's whoever's willing to pay for that problem to be solved. And so I think that's so great. And I love that you were just taking it step by step, asking questions, getting the community engaged, because it makes for a better experience for your students. And then they're more likely to show up for your trainings that you're doing for that week, which means that you're going to give them a transformation, which means testimonials for you for the next time you launch. And that leads me to my next question. Like, you launched it the first time and then immediately launched it. What was it, the next month?
Yes, it was December. It was December, I think, right before Christmas.
So right before Christmas. Yeah. Tell me about that launch.
Honestly, I kind of half-assed it. You might have to beat that out. Sorry.
No.
I sold 10 spots. I was really excited to kind of start working on the big course, the bridal course. And so I was excited about the AVB method as well, but I was really excited to dive into this. So I didn't get on my stories as much as I should have. I didn't like promote it as much as I should have. And I sold 10 spots. It took a little bit longer. I don't know how long it took, but we ended up having a close date. So I filled it at 10 out of 12 and I still was working on my other course. So I'm excited. And we start that actually in a week and a half.
That's amazing. So you just half-assed it. You got 10 students just by half-assing it. So you're obviously doing something right. Like you're speaking to the pain points well enough that people are like, yeah, like I'm completely in. And so you don't have to be super polished. You don't have to have everything put together. It's just a matter of just putting yourself out there and seeing what happens. And so I love that you did that. I want to backtrack real quick. After that first launch, after you got those first signups, even just like the first handful, and then eventually leading to selling out, like how did you feel at that moment?
When I sold out?
Uh-huh.
I was like, I woke up the next morning, I saw it, and I was like, babe, the course sold. I got to text Mark. Like, what? What is happening? And he's like, oh, that's cool. Okay. I don't think he like gets all of it, but I was like, this, what is happening? I was so excited. It was cool to see, because again, it's like you're selling something that you don't even have. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of scary. I knew I could create it, but I'm like, there's nothing. Like if we started tomorrow, I wouldn't have anything. So it was cool. It was really, really exhilarating.
And how did you feel about pre-selling it? Did you have your reservations of doing a pre-sale?
Yeah.
What was your biggest hesitation?
Like what if nobody buys, or what if I'm not going to know what to create? I think I just got these like silly doubts in my head that creep up like we talk about. And I was just like, no, that's not right, because Mark says it's possible and I've seen it possible with his other students. So like, I just have to trust the method. Like, I don't know this method, but I'm trusting somebody who has done this method before. And it worked. Like, I just follow the rules.
That's amazing. So you do the first launch, you sell out, you do a half-assed launch, you basically sell out. And then now you're kind of talking about how you're ready to shift gears and really focus on the true core thing that you want to create, because you feel like you've gotten that momentum, right? You've proven the process. You've proven that you can do these online courses. And so now you're basically creating a brand from scratch, because you don't have that audience of people looking to get in the bridal industry or need help with it. So like, what gave you the confidence to just dive into this brand new thing and hit it head on?
I think seeing the results of the fast launch method go so well, and then the testimonials from my students afterwards that I had asked them about, you know, I'd asked them, hey, if you have a quick minute, can you text me and let me know what you thought of the course? And I didn't really give them any, I didn't give them any prompts. That's all I said. I didn't say like, could you talk about the braid lesson or the curling lesson? And all of them just said, the thing that I noticed in the reviews was that they said Amanda has such an easy way of teaching, or it just comes so natural for her. I felt like it was organized, and she made things easier. I was making them harder in my brain and she simplified them for me. And so even though they're not wanting to get into the bridal industry, I was like, okay, that's the fast launch was number one, confidence. Number two was the reviews from my students. So I was like, I got this. You can do this. Even if it's two students or one student, I would be so excited for the big course. Yeah.
So you're transitioning into this new brand. Like, how are you approaching it in your mind? Like, what's your thought process? Because I feel like a lot of people or a handful of people that may be listening, they might be thinking, yeah, these online courses, they sound great. I know they're a great way to bring in some money and different things like that, but I just don't have a good audience. I don't know if I can make money with this, yada, yada, yada. Like, what would you say to those people and how are you approaching things?
I think those thoughts are so easy to get in our head and then get stuck. They like to live in there, right? And we just continue to be like, well, I don't know how to do video, so I'm not going to do it. Or I don't know how to sell to people, so I'm not going to do it. Like, there's always those doubts and you just have to like kick those out and you just have to try, because if you don't try, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what's your process now approaching your new brand? Like, how are you tackling that?
Oh, so I've been slowly working on building my followers on Instagram and TikTok. Just working on getting content out there. I've been developing the curriculum behind the scenes, working on recording videos, and going to your coaching sessions every Monday. That helps too.
Yeah, I know. So I have to say, like, I think as a course creator, as a teacher, I think if I had to nail down your success is one, you just go for things. Like you're like, okay, what am I going to do? And then you get the advice and then you implement. You're constantly implementing. And every single week we do these courses or these calls. And I'm like, hey, Amanda, you should do this. And every single time you would pull the trigger and you would follow through. And that doesn't happen with very many people. And so is that just something that's just kind of a natural gift of yours? Or are you really leaning into just making it happen because you're scared of me? You're scared of letting me down.
No, I don't know if it was you or someone else, but somebody said, I don't even know the percentages, I might butcher this, but like the 80-20 rule, where you're producing 80% and then you're consuming 20%. And I don't know if those are the right things. And for a while, I was just consuming. I would just get on and watch other people growing and growing, and I wasn't implementing it immediately, especially because this is scary. And typically, to answer your question, typically I'm a problem solver. So if someone's like, Amanda, I don't know how to do this, I'll be like, okay, let's figure this out. We're going to take care of this right now and solve it. So naturally that's in me, but this is different, right? So it was scarier for me to pull that trigger, and I would just get stuck and just, all right, I'm going to learn, but not implement. So I was like, I have to flip that so that I'm implementing, I don't know, 70 or 80% of the time and consuming 20 to 30. Because otherwise, I mean, I have to grow at some point. I have to just get out there and do it.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because I think it's easy, and it's an easy way to trick ourselves into like, oh no, I'm making progress. I'm learning these things. Like, I'm learning so much, but like, you're really not learning until you actually apply it. So I love that you flipped that script and you're applying more than you're learning. Because also you get to a certain point where you're not going to know the next thing to learn until you apply it and you put it out there and you see if it works. And then you're like, okay, do I move forward? Or like, do I need to adjust? Is this working? Is it not? And so I love that you're doing that. That's amazing. And so to someone who's listening, you told them about how you're approaching this new brand. You're just posting, you're showing up and all these different things. Like, what would you say to someone who's on the fence, who wants to create an online course and they're just not sure if they can do it or anything else like that? They had the same doubts and fears that you were feeling.
I message me. I'll give you Mark's contact. Reach out to him, and you'll be so happy that you did. No, it's if you're passionate about something and you want to get your course out there, like, why not try? Like, you have to. Don't get stuck in the what ifs, because a year from now we're going to be somewhere a year from now. So if you don't start now, a year from now you'll be like, dang it, why didn't I start a year ago? So there's always time to start, but time's continually moving forward. So if you're thinking about doing it, do it and try it, because a year from now, who knows where you'll be. But if you don't start it a year from now, you won't have anything either.
I love it. I love it. So speaking about a year from now, where do you see Amanda and her online business? Like, where do you see yourself? What are you focusing on and going forward?
So eventually I know that my time is coming to an end with the bridal hair and makeup, not a full stop, but I have two little kids and I don't want to be doing weddings every weekend. But I still love my industry. So I think the natural shift would be to move into this online course, to focus on my online course and then do weddings every so often, but just not every weekend anymore. So hopefully in a year from now, I would love to have, let's see, 5 students successfully go through the course.
Go higher. Go higher. Go higher.
Okay, six.
Dream big. Okay, six. Yeah, you're really pushing yourself. Good job, Amanda.
Oh, man. No, it would be... I don't want to... I don't know. What's a good number? You tell me, because I'll just... we'll get there.
I want you to say... I know I'm putting you on the spot, but like... What's your big lofty dream? Because I think that's inspiring for other people to hear too. Like if, like, not don't even worry about the how. Just what would you love to accomplish with these online courses?
It would be neat to educate other artists who want to get into the bridal industry and teach people. I think the coolest thing about these online courses is we don't necessarily just have our little reach anymore. It's not like whoever can travel to Phoenix, Arizona, like this potentially could reach worldwide. And I think that that's incredible, especially being an educator. Like you can grow so big and you can reach so many different people in so many different areas. So it would be just be amazing to have this, to see where this goes.
I love it. Is there anything else that you would like to add as far as like what you think made you successful during this whole journey? Does anything pop up for you?
I think my word for 2023 is consistency. So just being consistent and constantly like showing up for coaching calls and making time each week, even if, I mean, I'm working my service industry too. So I don't have a ton, and I have two little ones and a husband. So I don't have a ton of extra time, but being consistent and finding time to work on my course and to work on the videos, like just consistently showing up. And I think that's been really helpful, because it's easy to be like, okay, I've made all this progress. I worked on this. I just created this PDF and I spent like a couple hours doing this PDF. It would be easy for me to be like, all right, for the next 5 days, I'm just going to work on my clients. I'll like come back again in 5 days. So little baby steps along the way, I think, like it'll show much more progress rather than like big chunks all at once. So staying consistent.
Oh, I love it. You're just speaking my language and it makes me warm and fuzzy, because I'm just like, yes, Amanda gets it. Because too often we're in a world of instant gratification. We want that instant result, and it just stops us because we're like, oh, well, it's not working. I posted 3 reels in my following hasn't grown, like this is shit, and you move on from there. And so I love that you're just focusing on the baby steps and just continually making progress. You're doing amazing. I love it. I'm happy that you jumped on this interview. I actually thought of something, and I don't know if this is too personal, but we might be able to cut it out too if it is. But you, when you first got into the Online Beauty Empire coaching program, your husband ended up losing his job, and a lot of people in that situation would have just been like, it's not a good time. Can I get a refund? Like, my husband just lost his job. You know, things are scary. But it seemed like you just leaned into it more. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think this next year might be kind of hard for us as a whole, as society. And so I'd love for you to kind of speak onto that.
Yeah, it was wild when this happened. He works in IT and he's been with this company for 10 years. And he has the stable income and the health insurance, and I have the fun income. And so you had told me, we were talking about figuring out when to launch the first course, so the AVB method, when to launch that and give my audience like a date. Like, okay, we're going live. The tickets are going live. Pre-sale's going live on, what day was it? It was September 1st. So we decided to go live September 1st. And so I posted that and people were getting excited, responding. And then August 31st, we get a phone call. His HR lady called and said like that he was being laid off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I feel like it was such a fate moment, because if I had not posted that I was selling the tickets on September 1st or opening my course on September 1st, I never would have done it, because that's a huge blow. Now we're like, how are we going to pay our mortgage? What are we going to do for health insurance? All of these. And of course, those are huge worries. I'm not downplaying those, but having the course, I still had to move forward because I had all these people that were super interested. And yes, I could have like stopped it, but that didn't feel right. So I was like, okay, we got to move forward. This is a sign. Like, I have to move forward with this. And yeah, it was really scary, but I think it was since that was such a quick win for me, especially it being, you know, 14 hours later, it was encouraging to see like, okay, this is possible. Like, a lot is possible. If this tiny little course can sell out in 14 hours that I've not created, like, think about a huge course. If you put that energy and that work into a huge course, like, what's possible then? So
I love that. I love that. And so, yeah, that's, I didn't realize the timing was that close.
It was the next day. It was horrible. Oh, it happened, man, on the 30th. And I think we had talked about, like, the week before. So I was, like, talking about the launch for a week. And it was, like, getting right up to the launch. And then that happened. And I was like, okay, well, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you did it. Because, again, like, a lot of people in your shoes, they would have just said it was bad timing. And so I think it's just, if there's any takeaways from this, it's just that things are going to come up. There's never going to be a perfect time. It's never going to feel, you're never going to feel 100% ready, or your husband may lose their job or whatever else. Like, but just keep moving forward, because if you're truly passionate about it, like Amanda was, she knows that she was, you know, looking for something bigger, and you just went for it, and it's paying off. Like, it's really cool to see it. And I just have a smile on my face, because, like, I know what the future holds for you. Like, I can just see it. Like, it's so clear in my mind that you're going to be a huge success with this. And I can't wait to see your growth. And we're obviously going to have you on for a part two, a part three, give some people updates, if, you know, because I'm sure they're going to have questions and they want to see how Amanda's doing with her online business. So
I love it.
So thank you for continuing on. Thank you for being on this podcast. One last time, I'm just going to open it up. Any final thoughts, any final words that you want to give to the audience, to the listeners?
You know, you had asked this earlier, and I was like, I wanted to talk about vanity metrics really quick at the end. Yeah. It's, when you've said that a couple times, I think it's so easy, especially starting from scratch. And I have, like, we have nothing, like, there's, it's brand new, right? There's, it's so easy to get discouraged when you're looking at other people who are creating something similar, and they have, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers and views and likes, but they didn't start there either. So I think a lot of people, especially in our beauty industry, it's easy to get discouraged by the, like what you say, the vanity metrics. And if you just keep going and keep going, that's honestly all that matters. There was a time where a client said to me, she was younger, and she said, oh, one of my friends is a makeup artist, and she's like kind of Instagram famous. This was like when Instagram started, and I think she probably had like 50,000 followers. I was like, oh, that's incredible. She's like, yeah, she's a good friend of mine. She's like pretty famous. I was like, oh, that's super cool. What is, like, where does she work? And the girl was like, oh no, she doesn't like do it for a living. She just works at like a sandwich place. She would like to do it for a living. And so in that moment I was like, okay, so again, those are vanity metrics. Even though she's like a great makeup artist, if she's not working, we don't know what she's actually doing for her job, right? And so it was encouraging to hear that, knowing that, don't stress on the numbers. I don't know if that is helpful.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, because it's so easy just to see other people. And, right, you know, you see the big numbers, you see the perfect highlight reels of everything, yes, that they're posting. You're like, man, they've got it laid out perfectly. I wish my life was that. But yeah, right, there's so many people who have all these followings that really aren't making money off of it.
Right. And that's okay. Like, cool that they have a great following. But again, like, if they're not, just don't get stuck on the numbers, because we don't have even my beauty page, my wedding page doesn't have a ton of followers. And we're booked the entire year for weddings. And so just don't get stuck in looking at numbers and needing, like, okay, once I have 10,000 followers, then I'll be successful. Once I have 15,000 or 30,000, then I'll be successful. That's not true. And just ignore the numbers.
You're proof of that, because you sold your course out. Like, you don't need a ton of followers to be successful with these online courses. And so it's not like you have tens of thousands of followers, right? Like, you only have,
how many? 53 whole followers on my brand new page.
Oh, what about your other one? Yeah.
Like 3,000.
Yeah. So it's nothing crazy.
Not 30, three.
No, three. Yeah.
But we can book out the entire year. So don't stress on numbers. I know that that's a big thing, especially starting a course or starting getting into this industry now. You're like, I don't have a following. And you don't have to have a following to be successful.
So good. So good. Well, Amanda, where can they connect with you? Are you promoting anything at the time? Like, is there anything that we need to give a shout out? Like, what can we do?
I'm on TikTok. If you would like to be my 54th follower, that would be amazing. TikTok is TikTok and Instagram, Bridal Beauty Empire.
Cool. Yeah, we'll link that up in the show notes so people can easily follow you. I know you said you just finished up with a little PDF guide to help people who are looking to get in the bridal industry. Is that true?
Yep, that's yes, we have a couple more tweaks, and then I have a couple more tweaks to do on it, and then I will add it to my bio. It's a PDF guide on just an email sequence and making sure that clients aren't ghosting you. So that was a fun little thing to create. It's cool. It's the exact thing that I use in my business, and so it'll be an easy download.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you're looking to get in the bridal hair and makeup industry, definitely follow Amanda. She's got some amazing tips. She's actually doing way better at TikTok than I am, so I'm kind of jealous. So yeah, no. give her a follow. She's got some good stuff on there. But Amanda, thanks for being on the episode. You've been great.
And thanks, Mark.
I'll see you on the next coaching call.
Awesome.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.